He's dummy.
You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did?
Oh, no. You big dummy.
You dummy.
Yeah. You know what that means when you hear the theme song, the greatest TV theme song of all time. It's time for You Big Dummy! This is when we take real news stories of real dumb people doing real dumb stuff, read them, and we vote on them. By the way, if you would like to be a reader on our show here, find the link to a funny dummy story and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com and say, hey, I'd like to read this on the air. Dan will get a hold of you. You'll record it. Not only will you be a part of the segment on the show, but you will also get some Lou Malnati's pizza. So it's a win-win-win situation. So find those stories and send them to nickdshow@gmail.com. Dummy number one. Dummy number one. Dummy number one. A surprise driver in California encountered a bizarre hazard slowing down traffic. Three men having a mid-road trampoline session. What? Marlet Hidalgo posted a video showing the scene she witnessed while driving Friday afternoon. Hidalgo said she was on her way to a former employer in Moreno Valley to pick up her W-2 forms when traffic started to slow for no reason. I looked closer and witnessed three guys jumping on the trampoline without a care in the world. The video shows three men jumping on the trampoline in the middle of the road. Their identities and motives for the stunt are unknown.
La-dee-dee, they la-dee-dum is dummy. Just Donna and me. And the dummy makes three.
Dummy number two. Dummy number two. Number two. A man was arrested after officers found nearly 650 pounds ephedrine, an important ingredient to making meth, inside highlighter markers. The Australian Border Force found 50 boxes of highlighters containing a total of 21,000 pens. When they were put under an X-ray at the ABF's Sydney Container Examination Facility, the X-ray detected anomalies in the pens, and further testing determined that they were concealing 648 pounds of ephedrine, an ingredient in making crystal meth, or ice, as it's commonly known in Australia. Police said the ephedrine could have been used to make up to $120 million worth of methamphetamine. Wow. Investigators conducted a controlled delivery of the shipment on Friday to a shortage facility in Sydney, and three men, ages 24, 27, and 34, were arrested after they allegedly accept consignment. The 27-year-old man was charged with importing the purser and in controlled substance, and the other two men were released pending further investigation.
Have you ever seen him act?
I've been watching him act all his life. Like a dummy. I didn't know you were interested in gardening.
Why not?
Well, up to now, the only thing you've grown is dumber and dumber.
Dummy number three. Dummy number three. Dummy three. A man in Guam has been charged with retail fraud after he allegedly stole two cases and 47 cans of corned beef from a brother. This is a timely one, considering tomorrow's St. Patrick's Day. 42 cases and 46 cans of corned beef from a market. Two market store employees said that they saw the man leaving with multiple cans of corned beef on February 27th. Court documents say the employees saw the man re-enter the store later in the day. The employees said they confronted the man, at which point he ran and escaped. An employee wrote down the license plate number of the car he was in, and the police tracked it down. Police say the vehicle had been involved in another theft case. Officers then arrested the man.
The only reason I call you a dummy is because I call them as I see them.
Dummy number four. Dummy number four. Dummy four. Connecticut police say a man stole a rookie officer's car and used his credit cards to buy food at a Taco Bell and shop at a Walmart. The Republican American reports that the 21-year-old was charged Tuesday with multiple offenses, including burglary, second-degree larceny, and identity theft. Police say the man stole the car from a Waterbury parking garage on January 23rd, the night of the Officer Police Academy graduation. Oh, man. Investigators say that he bought items from a Walmart and Taco Bell with stolen credit cards before leaving the car in a private lot. Police later recovered the car. Investigators say they identified the man using surveillance footage. He is being held with a $25,000 bond, and a hearing is scheduled in Waterbury Superior Court next month.
My only child is a dummy.
Yeah, I'm worthless, penniless, broke, busted, and
a dummy. And I can't wait to see you starring in your first movie.
Yeah.
Deep Dummy.
Dummy number five. Dummy number five. Number five. Police in Washington, D.C. released security camera footage of a man pulling over to attack and destroy a speed camera in the median of a road. The Metropolitan Police Department posted the video. It shows a man getting out of the back seat of a car at 12:20 a.m. Tuesday to destroy the speed camera in the middle of Kenilworth Avenue. Police said at least four other cameras in the area were damaged and destroyed around the same time. Investigators are seeking the public's help identifying the suspect in the destruction of property case. See what happens, man? Those people get very upset. Very upset about those cameras.
I'm not kidding. You're a big dummy.
Okay. We have to break here for the news, and when we come back, we will vote. I will recap the dummies, and we will vote for dummy of the week right here on 720 WGN. News is next. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Showcase Studio right here on Michigan Avenue. Our phone number and text number is 312-981-7200. Fly Jams Friday will be coming up. And we also have our other regular features, Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, coming up as well. We are here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5, and the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. It is Friday, 312-981-7200. Dan Shagrew, my great producer, is a little under the weather. He's a little sick, so he stayed home this morning. So Dan Long is filling in again. Thank you, Dan.
Yes, sir.
All right. So we have to vote on dummies. We heard the dummy stories. And, you know, we do this every week. It's You Big Dummy, where we read real news stories of real dumb people doing real dumb stuff. Now it is time to vote. Here's your recap. We had the dummies who set up a trampoline in the middle of the road and just started jumping up and down on it. We had the dummy who tried to smuggle in meth via 21,000 highlighter pens. We had the dummy who stole two cases and 46 cans of corned beef. The dummy who stole a police officer's card, used his credit cards to buy Taco Bell, and the dummy who destroyed a speed camera right next to another speed camera. Although I can understand the man's frustration. Okay, Dan, where are you going with here? Who do you think is the biggest dummy out of this one?
The corned beef guy made it tough just because of the sheer quantity. I don't know what you would do with that much of a perishable good. But I think I'm going to go with speed camera guy.
You're going with speed camera guy, the guy who destroyed speed camera. Road Rage Johnson, as we'll call him. I love the fact. Here's what I love. He wasn't driving. I think that's my favorite detail. He wasn't driving. He got out of the back seat of the car.
Just a good Samaritan.
Yeah. He was mad. He was mad for the driver. All right, Esmeralda, who are you voting for here?
I got to go with corned beef guy.
You know what? I have to go with the corned beef guy too, Esmeralda. That just cracks me up. 42 cases and 46 cans of corned beef. I guess he was prepping for Saturday. He must have been prepping.
Corned beef is good.
Corned beef is real good.
People love it.
Yeah. I don't know about canned corned beef. I think I'd rather have, like, fresh.
You work with what you got.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. And hey, who am I? What am I talking about? I eat spam. What the hell? What the hell am I talking about? So, well, there you go. Two cases and 46 cans of corned beef. Corned beef dummy is our winner. So, so there you go. We'll do it again next week. And again, if you would like to be a part of You Big Dummy, find a link to a real funny dummy story and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. We'll get you on and you'll read it and you'll also be a part of the show and get yourself some Lou Malnati's pizza. All right, here we go. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight. Out of context, context, context. Context, context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, 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 context.
That's right. It's our weekly trip into filth. It is straight out of context. This is when you, the listener, listening 24/7 to this radio station, whenever anybody at any time says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Dan Long, are we ready?
We are ready.
All right, let's do
19
it.
This week.
All right.
We will start with Eric. He heard this one of Wendy Snyder.
I'm very excited to do this right now on WGN.
She didn't sound very excited. All right.
Next, Doug in Kansas City emailed this one of Esmeralda.
Uh-oh.
You have no chance.
What? That what? All right.
Next, Brian sent in this one, another one from Wendy.
Well, way to stretch it.
No, what? Oh, man. Okay.
Brian, Joe, and Hawk of May all heard these. Another one from Wendy.
Wow.
I love it. It's smooth, and it goes right down. And I need nuts.
What the hell is going on? You know, there are times when Wendy is, you know, underrepresented on Friday mornings here.
I feel like whenever I'm here, she's always very well.
No. And then there are times when she dominates. And of course, that could end up as a straight out of context, too. All right. What's next?
Jesse sent these ones over, and it's Vic.
Uh-oh, Vic Vaughn.
It was left in positions that I wasn't familiar with. Buttons that were pushed that are not normally pushed.
We were talking. Here's what we were talking about. We were talking about the board. We were talking about the board that that Vic has to work, and the boards that we all have to work in front of. Right, Esmeralda? That's what we were talking about.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right.
Okay.
Harold sent this one in of Lisa Wolf.
You don't touch anybody else's cans.
Oh, that's good. Or cans of corned beef. That's good. That's a good one. Okay.
Next from Joyce, it's Esmeralda.
You don't touch anybody else's cans.
That's or Lisa. We could play the same one.
We could
one
play Lisa. That was such a good. It was so good. We had to play it twice. Didn't we do that last week with one of yours, Esmeralda?
I think so. Yeah.
We played Esmeralda had a really good one out of context last week, and we ended up playing it twice. But this is Esmeralda, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Although you think you'd get a piece of that.
That was on this show, right? We were talking about somebody getting money that they deserved, right? Like they came up with the idea or they came up with the song or something, and I can't remember. It was somebody who needed who deserved residuals for some reason. I can't remember what it was. Dan Shagrew would remember, but he's out ill. All right.
Next from Eric and Mark D, it's Dean Richards.
Stop touching my stuff.
Oh, boy, Dean. Okay.
Another tally for Wendy. This one is from Kevin.
Wow. Sure.
I love doing it.
Oh. Wow, Wendy, all over the place this week. Okay.
This one is from Brian, and perhaps his straight out of context debut. It's Joe Brand.
Oh.
I used to get it almost every week.
That it? Congratulations. Welcome. That is indeed his debut. Okay.
Another one from Brian. This is between Elton Jim Toronto and Dean Richards.
Was it hard? It's still hard.
Jeez. I, you know, when we do this every week, I really think that Dean's show is the filthiest. I really do. And even Dean's appearances on Cochran's show.
He does fly under the radar.
And he's such a wholesome, lovely man, you know? Always on TV being happy. He's a very cool guy. And then he gets on the radio and it's just filth. Okay.
Next, Kathy in Antioch. It's Lou Manfredini.
Big thing. Yeah, Woody.
Whoa. Did he just say big thing? Yeah, Woody?
Big thing. Yeah, Woody.
There you go, Esmeralda. That's a pretty strong Lou clip right there. All right.
All right, let's hear this one. It's Kevin and it's Esmeralda.
Did it go up?
Okay.
Eric sent this one in of Andre Darlis.
John Williams jumped me once.
Whoa. Call HR right now. Boy, J-Dub. All right.
Next from Tom, it's Violetta Podramedic.
Wow, I nailed it.
Good for you. All right.
Eric sent this one over. It's another notch for Wendy.
Wow.
For someone who's never done this, how does it work exactly?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. All right. Wow, Wendy dominating this week. All right.
Here's one from Brian and Dirty Dave. It's Rokan.
It may be the greatest thing I've ever put in my mouth.
Filthy. Okay.
Next, Jesse heard this one of Carl Amari and Lisa Wolf.
Gotta please yourself.
What the hell? Okay. All right. Okay.
And finally from me, it's the voice of the Blackhawks, John Weideman.
Oh, good.
I would say that Solani had a little more speed, but Laine looks like he's going to have a little more girth.
Is that from last night's game?
Yeah.
He's got the girth. I love it when Weideman makes it. Thank you for pulling that one. I appreciate that, Dan. Nice contribution. All right, we got a break. And then when we come back, we got Nick D Show Spies and then Fly Jams Friday.
Spies.
Hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody.
Spies. Like us.
Yeah, that's right. All right, there you go. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Showcase Studio right here on Michigan Avenue. We're here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. The great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. Friday, Fly Jam Friday will be coming up. Dan, DJ Shagru is not here, so we're not going to be taking requests, but we have phone calls or requests, but we are going to play back some old Fly Jams that have been requested and some new latest requests. That's coming up. But that theme that you just heard right there means that it's time for Nick D Show Spies, and this is when you listen 24/7 to this radio station. Whenever I am mentioned or the show is mentioned in any capacity, you become a spy. We want to know about it. And jot all the information down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, Dan, what do we got?
All right, three spies cuts tonight.
All right.
We'll start with Peter in Decatur. Julia H. and Eric all sent this one in. And it's Trucker Rich called into Patty Vasquez's show, and he was talking a little bit about his favorite thing about late nights on WGN.
You know what I can do? Take a call from Trucker Rich. I have our Lyft driver, Roy, listening out by O'Hare Airport. And Trucker Rich, I wanted to introduce you to Lyft driver, Roy. Hey, Rich, can you do me a favor and tell Rich why he should keep listening to my show, even though it's just his first time? Hey, Rich.
Just because you're you. You cover all kinds of topics. You and Nick are one of the two shows on GN that always take everybody's call. You know, some of the other calls you get, you know, we're sorry, we're busy. You know, I mean, not like that, but you know what I mean.
Sure.
You guys always take the time to talk to the your listeners, and it seems like you're more of a friend.
Oh, thank you.
Than just a host.
Well, I love knowing that you're out there. You know, I mean, as much as people like knowing that I'm here, I like knowing that you're out there, whether you're driving across the country or trying to get to sleep or maybe making, you know, lunch for your kids for school tomorrow.
Well, there you go. I mean, hey, that's my favorite part of doing this show. Are the listeners. Without the listeners, I don't have a show. So, and I want them to be an integral part of it. So, and that's cool. Very nice. Thank you, Trucker Rich. He's a regular listener and a regular caller on the show. Okay, what's next, spy-wise?
Next, producer Mike Heideman, as you may know, is out at the South by Southwest Festival.
Yes.
He interviewed Dick Cavett and director Robert Batter about their new movie, and Robert had some kind things to say about you.
He's coming out with a new movie called Muhammad Ali and Cavett, Tale of the Tapes. So he's highlighting a lot of his interviews that he did with Muhammad Ali. They had some cosmic bond, I suppose, in the 60s, and they were discussing how, you know, he was a boxer and he was a late night host, and they had this friendship that nobody really picked up on. But Robert Batter, who is the director of the film, he was able to go back and take all of their interview pieces and put them together into a great film, which is premiering here at South by Southwest. And by the way, Robert Batter had nothing but nice things to say about Nick DiGilio, who he's been on the show a few times. So basically, most of the interview was spent talking about how much he loved WGN, which is pretty cool.
That's very nice. I like that a lot.
Wow. Thank you, sir. That's pretty cool. All right. Yeah, great guest. Very cool guy. I appreciate that. That's very nice. Okay, and we've got, what, one more?
Yeah, one more.
Oh!
And it piggybacks off the out of context we heard from Andre Darlis earlier. Oh. As part of a conversation with Wendy and some of the morning show gang about car troubles, and Wendy knew where it was headed.
Okay.
I think Dave Bennett has fixed my tire before with his Fix-A-Flat as well.
And it's not good. Don't put the Fix-A-Flat.
No, we didn't use Fix-A-Flat on yours.
What did we
use? Jello. Just the generator.
Yeah, grape jello.
Oh, generator, sorry. John Williams jumped me once.
That's not for air.
Take that, Nick DiGilio.
That is not for air.
My battery died, people.
Come on.
We've done enough.
Wow. Grape jello. I love the way Cochran's mind works. I actually crossed paths with Cochran yesterday when he was coming in. He was coming in. Dan and I were leaving, and I don't get to see Steve as much as I used to, you know, because now I'm off at 5. He doesn't start till 6, so I'm home. I get, you know, I'm going home usually at that time. We crossed paths yesterday, and he complimented my shirt. I was wearing a Pee Wee Herman shirt, and he complimented my Pee Wee Herman T-shirt. And we talked for a couple of seconds, and then I said, normally I'm on Cochran's show every Thursday morning. We do a bit at 6:20 where I preview the new movies, and we talk about some of the other stuff, and we just have some fun. I'm usually on at 6:20 every Thursday. Mary Sandberg Boyle sent me a text saying that they weren't going to do the segment on Thursday morning. So I was like, all right, that's cool. And then I walk out, and I go, hey, thanks for bumping me. And he goes, yeah, you got bumped, you bastard. So that was a fun little conversation we had on the docks outside on their way to the car.